This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
99.9 KISW. We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Apologies on our phone system there. If you keep dropping off, we just lost everybody.
That's not personal. Back.
If you're on the hold for the random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Good news, Miles.
What's that?
I'm still feeling random.
All right, cool. Who is this random, and how come they haven't complained?
Random, okay, random, I met him in a stall.
Oh, change my hand under the partition.
Like a horse stall.
Oh, damn.
Who would you say, Ted, is the actor or actress that you cannot stand the most?
Actor or actress I can't stand?
Is this based on what you know of them or seeing them in actual...
Whatever. All right. Whatever your reasoning is. I mean, you can have different reasons. Some maybe you just don't like the way they act. Maybe you know them as a person as far as what you've heard about their personal life.
I mean...
Maybe you just think they're vanilla. Like, it's nothing about Graham in particular. I thought he had his moments every once in a while on Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I never really thought he was that funny on Frasier. I thought he just... It wasn't that he was a bad actor or any of that. I just thought that he was way overhyped.
Sure.
As far as how good he was...
I don't feel about popular. Al Pacino and Robert De Niro, right? It's not that they haven't had their moments, but you've played the same character for 50 years. I mean, honestly, guy, like every time, like I know, to Al Pacino's credit, he has branched out and done a few different types of roles. But other times, if I see Robert De Niro, it's like I already know the character he's going to play. You can put him in Meet the Fockers. Mm-hmm. I know it's supposed to be funny, but it's funny because he's playing who you know Robert De Niro to be completely overrated.
Adam Sandler's kind of like that. I know he's branched out and done some different roles.
But I give him credit because I feel like when you do comedy, Will Ferrell, Adam Sandler, mm-hmm. you kind of know what you're walking into. But the difference is you're there for the comedic thing, and they are not regarded as these high-level actors. So Robert De Niro probably wouldn't bug me, except it's, you know, the legendary Robert De Niro. All right, he might be legendary. Why?
Because he's having kids. At his age.
Well, so is Al Pacino.
Probably, yeah.
But, I mean, it's like they just played the same role over and
over. What if it's just a character, like Emil Hirsch?
Okay. Was he the Speed Racer guy or was that someone else?
He's in a bunch of movies. I just saw him in one movie where I hated his character so much that to this day, I don't like him.
Well, really? Technically.
Yeah.
What movie was it? What character did he play?
Alpha Dog.
That was the Justin Timberlake thing, right?
Yeah.
You said that was actually pretty good. I have not seen
Super
it.
Super dark, just okay. So you know. It ends bad. But yeah, his character in it, like you just want to punch him.
Okay, right. But like American History X, right?
Correct.
The main guy is the guy that you just can't help but like J.K. Rowling. Is that his name? J.K. Simmons. J.K. Simmons.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, J.K. Simmons. Right? That we are farmers, but I've known a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. You kind of like him. He always seemed charming. Well, you see him in American History X, like this dude is a racist bastard. I really did not like his character, but somehow I'm like, I still like him.
What about Sugar Tees? Mel Gibson.
He's an okay actor, but you're right. There's things I don't like about him. But like anything, he just has a different opinion than I do of the world in general. I can forgive
him. That's a nice way of putting it.
It is. Yep. But look, because when you're drunk, you do stupid things. So what I would tell him is, maybe don't get pissed drunk and then start talking about the things you don't like.
All right, I got a controversial one.
All right.
How about The Rock?
The Rock.
As far as not liking the movies that he's in or just him and his characters?
It's just a lot of Rock. And I like The Rock.
There's a lot of Rock.
But I'm just like, I don't know, kind of over it. He also just kind of, and I respect his hustle on this. It's like, you got a franchise that's doing great? I'll jump in.
Is he jumping in or do they ask him? Because to me, it's two different
things. I mean, I'm sure they ask him. I'm just saying, like, it's not like he was in the first Fast and the Furious.
What other franchise has he jumped in? Because I honestly don't know. I know he did the Fast and Furious thing. And
help me out here, Mike.
I'm trying to think what other franchise he showed up. I mean, you could say The Mummy, in theory, right?
Correct. Yeah,
that was his launch pad. Not that he said anything in his first show up, but
I thought there was a couple of them he jumped in.
They just say The Rock. Like, you can think he's a good actor, you can think he's a bad actor, but the thing about him, they just say he will never do anything where he puts himself at risk.
Was he in the Longest Yard remake?
No.
He was
not.
No. Okay. Fast and Furious, he jumped in.
He was in Jumanji.
Yeah,
he
was saying Jumanji. And Zac Efron ruined Baywatch.
Mm-hmm.
And Baywatch was already bad. They just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They just cashed that check so we can continue to suck.
But the thing is, like, I like The Rock. Just sometimes I'm like, all right, enough. Like last year at the Super Bowl. Do we need a hype man? It's a goddamn Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you can't be hyped to play in the Super Bowl, like, take the pads off.
What if it had been Flavor Flav doing it, though, as a hype man? Right, I'm just saying.
That would have been funny.
Right, you still don't need hype.
Boy, but, yeah, boy, we're going to watch.
You'd be like, hell yeah. Even though you don't need a hype man, you're right. I think you just need to be selective who your hype man is.
Right, like, I love sports, I love football, and I like The Rock. But that when I saw him out there, I went, what in the hell is this?
Well, who would be the worst person to hype? Like Jonah Hill?
No, I think he would do a good job.
Do you?
Because
I think he'd walk out there and not even care.
Because here's the thing with Jonah Hill.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here.
If Jonah Hill's playing the hype man, you believe that he must love this sport. Right? Where The Rock, it's like, I know why you're here. You're like Steve Harvey hosting a TV show.
Well,
you're
he played college football for arguably one of the best defenses ever in the history of college football.
True.
True. Well, that was kind of a big deal.
And he runs the XFL. I get it. But to Ted's point, like, I do, like, put it this way. When they do, like, a dot. Anytime a significant sporting event is going to happen, they hire an A-list actor to narrate whatever 2 minute
film. He does
film
a good job at that, though.
They're going to do. You get the Morgan Freemans all of a sudden, or the Gene Hackmans, like these guys who you don't picture ripping off their shirts and screaming, let's get ready. But somehow when they narrate it, you feel different. It feels.
Yeah. Look, the only reason that Dwayne Johnson was not on the field, you know, 50% of the time was because he played behind Warren Sapp, who was on the field the entire game.
Yeah.
They never.
We're not saying we don't like him. There's just a lot of them.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
He's always so happy. And,
He is a positive dude. Are you upset that he never seems angry?
Yeah.
I mean, he must get angry. There's obviously things to get him down. But it's hard to talk crap on the rock because he is so positive and this and that. But yeah, I don't know. That's
all right, I'll give you guys the actors.
Hold on. Someone here just real quick says George Clooney is the worst actor. Hi, I'm George Clooney, playing George Clooney. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about De Niro. So maybe you're a good actor. I've just never seen you do anything other than...
Well, Brother, Where Art Thou? That was a pretty different role.
It was a different type of role, but he was still George Clooney. He's just George Clooney in the early 1900s. In Gravity. I didn't even see the whole movie. I got bored of that movie. And he doesn't last long in that movie. But even the 5 to 10 minutes he's on a spacewalk.
Right.
And it still felt like, that's goddamn George Clooney.
Throw him in a leather suit with nipples, then he's Batman.
Right, I'm Batman, but I'm also George Clooney. If George Clooney showed up, I'd be like, you're George Clooney, you're not goddamn Batman.
You don't think the same thing about Affleck when he shows up as Batman?
No,
it's Affleck.
Affleck.
Sorry, that's the same thing, man.
You think so?
Yes.
As Batman?
Yes.
As Bruce Wayne, I felt like this is just
look at the
Ben
Batman. Look at Ben Affleck's Batman, and then look at him at what was it? Was it the Oscars or the Grammys or wherever he was at?
Right.
That's same, the same doggone person.
Yep. Same expression on my face.
MSN.
They didn't even give me a script.
MSN.com. They asked their fans to name the actors.
I love you, J-Lo.
That they can't stand the most. So I'll be the actor, and you tell me.
Great.
If you agree with all these people who answered this survey.
Glad we reconnected.
And by the way, these are 10 actors and actresses in no particular order.
Okay.
All right? It's always that meme of him smoking outside.
Yep. The first one is Andy Dick. Not a good person, and that's before talking about his charges of sexual assault.
Oh, I never liked him.
I never liked him either.
Yeah.
Never
what
found
was the
him
TV show that he was on that was very popular?
I mean, there was the Andy Dick show.
But
was he on Wings or something like that back in the day? He was on a sitcom that did well.
News radio?
Might be news radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Steven Rogan back in the day?
Yeah, I believe you're right. Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
I don't like him now, but when you're 12 or 13, Those movies were awesome.
He was a badass. Mm-hmm. Dude, it was violence and boobs. And no offense, when you're 13 or 14, like, this has checked all of the boxes I have to go see a movie.
Okay, another one. James Corden.
I never watched the show. I know he's a big, bubbly, happy personality. Apparently, behind the scenes, he's a complete douchebag. But to be fair, I never invested in his show that hearing these other things about him bothered me. It's just kind of what, like, it didn't ruin
anything
for me.
I was watching Seth. Seth Meyers.
Yeah, I just didn't watch James Corden.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, maybe he's a douche, but it didn't have any effect on me, only because he wasn't some guy that I liked.
He's super talented. I like him.
Sure. How about Jared Leto?
No.
I don't know why people don't like him. Like, the movies
he's
I see
freaking
him in,
weird, man.
He is. Everyone I know is weird. I'm weird.
And for whatever reason, that should be perfect for the Joker, but he fouled that up, too.
They say he's incredibly creepy. People say he's also incredibly pretentious. Yes. Many believe he runs a cult.
I didn't even know the pandemic was happening.
Have you seen American Psycho? Christian Bale?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you would like that scene because he gets whacked in the head with an axe.
Other than the fact that it was an awful movie.
American Psycho?
Terrible.
Jesus. I'm not even talking to you.
I know.
But he plays a super pretentious a-hole in that movie, and you're like, I don't think that's hard for Jared Leto.
No.
No. Lena Dunham.
She just annoys me. But again, I know the things that she has created, but it wasn't anything in my particular audience wheelhouse. So I
tried to watch that show. It just wasn't for, I don't think it was for me.
How about Will Smith?
I mean, now.
I always liked Will Smith, but that smack really kind of turned me off.
Yes.
I think it did a lot of people.
Well, it's just because of the image that you constantly portrayed.
Correct.
You know what I mean? If DMX had rolled up there and bitch slapped somebody, he'd be like, still not the right thing to do.
It's DMX.
But Will Smith, you've always done, it's like the Bill Cosby thing, right? You know, these young men, you know, saying cuss words. Well, how about the rape thing, brother? Don't worry if somebody cusses.
Or didn't have their pants all the way up.
They don't wear the pants all the way up. Well, you don't like them like that, do you? So maybe you're not in position to say. That's what pissed me off about Bill Cosby. Not just the things he did, but the fact that he bagged on everybody else for doing what they like. But they're not doing what you do.
How about James Franco?
He doesn't bug me, man.
He's very much his characters. He's kind of weird.
I think he's been in a few movies I really liked.
Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg.
He's okay, but you hate to compare him to De Niro because that sounds ridiculous, but he's always the same character. To his credit, when you look like him,
what's his twin brother from another mother?
Mike Cera.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I got him mixed up. Sorry, let me rephrase that. Michael Cera is the one that doesn't bother me. Jesse Eisenberg, okay. I don't know.
Kevin Hart.
I like Kevin Hart.
I do too.
I liked him as a comedian coming out. Mm-hmm. I've watched his terrible, like, fake gangster films from Philly back in the day. And then that last show we watched on Netflix I thought was great.
It was great. I mean, it was very realistic. I think a lot of that had probably more truth to it than not. I'm sure it was exaggerated to some extent. But I think that was kind of a loosely based life thing.
Well, sure.
You know,
he's playing a giant touring comedian from Philly.
Right, exactly.
I respect Kevin Hart. Like, when he got caught cheating on his wife and stuff, he finally just put out a video. I was like, yeah.
Sorry.
Cheating on my wife.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at least he owned up. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not in that position, but I was like, I respect that. He's just like, look, this is what happened. This is what I did.
Let's not drag it out.
Yeah.
Some of the suggestions from the listeners, again, Ben Affleck. Although somebody does say, Ben Affleck played a fine Bruce Wayne, sucked as Batman. All right. Woody Allen sucks. Woody Allen sucks for a lot of reasons. I never understood why he was popular. He always plays the same role. Lindsay Lohan, Megan Fox. I'll be honest. I've never seen anything Lindsay Lohan's in. I know who she is because of how she has acted, but I've never seen a movie she's in, and I don't care to.
It's
like Mean Girls.
Mean Girls stands the test of time.
I'm sure it does. I just never saw it, and I'm not dying to. And Megan Fox, the only thing I saw her in was Transformers, and that movie's so stupid. You know, that's nobody's fault. Let's see. Keanu Reeves, worst actor in the world, but best agent ever. You might be right.
But he's also a good person, so I think that
he's a decent person, but his acting chops, not like he really expands out of this kind of woe bubble, but you like his characters enough that you forgive it. You know what I mean? I like the characters he plays, but I realize as an actor, he has done Chevy Chase, heard a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
I cannot stand
Bill Murray.
Yeah, Bill Murray. He's a complete douchebag, but you still laugh at him in movies. At least there's that. Chevy Chase isn't even funny. At least Bill Murray's funny. I cannot stand Christopher Walken. He is so monotone, it's annoyingly ridiculous.
But that's what's great about him. His voice is absolutely 100% his personality.
What did you say? About that.
Okay.
What was it?
It was a video that I caught on TikTok of Dave Grohl telling a story of when they were on SNL. They were the musical guest on Saturday Night Live, and Christopher Walken was hosting. And Christopher Walken, wanting to do his due diligence, went back to the band and says, "Hey, is the emphasis on Foo or is it on Fighters?" Now, Dave Grohl, being Dave Grohl, and he's awesome and he's hilarious and he thinks ahead, he knows the kind of person that Walken is. So he says the emphasis is on Fighters. And so when Christopher Walken goes out there to introduce the band, he goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, the Foo Fighters."
who's another strange actor? I can picture his face. Oh, Willem Dafoe.
Willem.
He is so weird and creepy that I love him.
He's a good actor, though. But again, he's one of those dudes. There's a couple of guys where it's like, look, your appearance dictates that Willem Dafoe is rarely going to play the romantic lead because it would be hard to believe that anyone's really, 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 really pining for this guy who looks scarier as a Green Goblin out of costume. Yes. Right? Somebody like Paul Giamatti. Fantastic actor. But, like, you're not going to be in an action flick. You know what I mean? Like,
no. No.
These are just guaranteed roles you're going to get.
Well, Kevin Spacey was a guy that I liked as an actor.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. But very good actor.
Everything else about him is probably not the best thing in the world, right?
I mean, as far as what I... What
we know, yeah.
What we know to be true.
And then somebody says...
What people say about him.
Something that I think is so obvious that I would argue this week. They say Arnold Schwarzenegger is terrible. Just saying.
Look, yes. I think a lot of people like that new show,
but
though.
everyone knows Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I follow him on Twitter, and he retweets all the positive comments. So maybe the show does suck.
I tried it. I bailed out after an episode.
But the thing, everyone knows Arnold Schwarzenegger is a horrible actor. That somehow, he's one of the very few people who became wildly successful specifically because A, he can't act. B, you can't understand one out of every three words that he says, but somehow you like them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a tumor. You do the job. But somehow you're like, in spite of the fact that I have no idea what you're talking about, and then you say stupid stuff. He throws a knife through a guy's head, pins him to a tree, stick around. Right? I mean,
I kind of like that.
I don't know why that works. But
because it's so ridiculous that you gotta like it for it. You don't take him seriously.
All right, somebody here. Steve Buscemi. Looks weird, but a great actor and a person. I've heard that. He is a fantastic actor. But again, just based on his looks, that's why he gets the roles
he gets. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Hello, Fox. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Fox, welcome to the program. Random question. Fox, let's go with this one.
Random.
Who do you think has the most perfect boobs that you know?
Nose up
personally,
or nose?
Yeah, whatever. You know them famous?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, Jessica from marketing, of course, right?
Okay, all right.
Dude, Jessica from marketing is a smoke show.
If your name is Jessica, I just assume you have great boobs.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Is that her perfect boobs?
To me, yes.
I mean, look, I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying they're perfect. Ted, you kind of shrug. Who's your perfect boob lady?
Suzanne Summers. Know. I feel like her. She would just be much tinier in person.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
Are we saying
remember.
Real
I'm
or fake?
I'm more of a behind guy, right? So it's hard to think.
Okay.
It's hard to picture boobs. All right. Who do you think has a great ass? Are we back to Jessica in marketing?
Oh, yeah, no, she's the whole package, huh, yeah.
Nah, Stephanie from sales.
Stephanie in sales?
I'm trying to think the best ass. It's tough, because you can say, like, J-Lo, and you go, like, right, but that's more than I want to do.
Shakira?
Shakira has a great
ass. Yeah, right, yeah, Wilson, Shakira's a good one. What's the white chick rapper, who's a white girl? She did a bunch of stuff with, I can't remember.
Izzy Azalea? No,
Iggy.
Okay. I'm confusing two people.
Ted's buddy, Smiley.
Great ass.
Iggy Azalea.
Great ass. Reason we ask, who has perfect boobs? Researchers at New York University.
He did have a booty for a man.
Kirby Puckett.
Yeah.
Kirby Puckett was
a lot of baseball. A lot of baseball players. A lot of baseball players have great ass.
Cal Raleigh.
Ice Spice.
Researchers at New York University did a big study to figure out what the perfect boobs might look like, meaning what the average person thinks is ideal.
Okay.
So over 1,000 men and women were shown photos of 20 different sets of knockers, and they had to rate how attractive they were.
He's using medical terms, guys.
Researchers took the five of the best ratings.
Hey, look at those honkers.
Into one image. To show what perfect boobs supposedly look like.
Look at these sweater puppies. Tell us what you think.
Not surprisingly, they're fairly perky, not huge. The study describes them as, quote, moderately sized. But here's the most interesting insight. Being symmetrical did not matter at all, people.
Oh, really?
So there's one bigger than the other, one hangs lower, whatever. Perfect boobs and their composite image are slightly different sizes, even if the right one hangs a little lower than the left.
I must say, madam, you have perfectly symmetrical breasts.
Well, that's what they say. In other words, perfect boobs for most people do not, they have a lot of imperfections. So whenever you're rocking, be proud of that.
Yes, exactly. I mean, if I could see them, I generally like them.
Yeah. If you were offering them to me, it's right? Like, those are awesome.
Yeah, like, sorry, they're not the biggest. Like, I don't care.
I think the study would be more interesting if it was like, well, what is the perfect penis? Because it's all shapes and sizes different. You know, some people are like, I don't know.
How's that different from the boobs?
Well, I feel like the shape should be roughly the same. Right. Shape like a penis.
Yeah, I was in a lot of a locker room with 125 dudes all showering. You know what I mean? You see like a lot of different penises.
You ever pointed out something like, man, that's a weird looking penis?
You got a weird penis.
You got to say like Tracy Moore. Boy, you got a weird looking penis.
More of the
Pass the soap.
Jesus. More of the question coming up. 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, our category is the most obese states and the best biking cities. We'll do a little your guess is as good as mine after emails on our random question. 206-803-RUN.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Troy. Random, welcome random, to the Men's Room. Random.
Liquor and horse.
Troy, welcome to the program. Random question. Troy, I'm assuming you're probably on Facebook or Instagram or something, Twitter, who knows? One of those?
No, none of those.
You'll do any social media at all?
Zero.
I'll be damned.
I think you did the right thing there.
Okay, all right, that's not bad. Probably put you in a better mental state. Yeah. All right, let's see here. I'll give you another one. Have you or do you have a side hustle?
I like to sell Christmas trees. I'm not very good at it, but I have sold a few.
What do you mean you like to sell Christmas trees? Like, you do you just have random trees?
Planted, yeah, we have a big backyard, so we planted a few hundred back there during the Christmas time. You know, sell them for $30 a piece.
All right.
That's a pretty good price.
How long does it take for them to grow? 2 years?
Seven.
Seven.
Seven years. Wow.
What are we working with here? Firs or spruce?
Only nobles. I like the layered nobles.
Good all man. Right. $30, count me in.
How many acres do you have to plant these trees on?
Two and a half.
All right. And what kind of money, on average, how much money do you think you can? $30 a tree, end of Christmas season, how much of your dough have you made?
I give a lot away. So I claim on my taxes $200 last year, the droughts and the heavy snows. It's been hard to keep Christmas trees.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. Do you have like a stump grinder so you can plant more in the same place once you cut them down?
No, I just plant them when I replant. I plant close to where the stump is. That stump usually rots away in a couple of years. You never know.
When did it hit you that you had the "I want to sell Christmas trees" bug?
Anyway, to plant trees and make some money. It's just a year to make some cash.
That makes sense. You know, Taylor Swift did that before her career plummeted and she started doing all this tour stuff. But that was her thing. Her family owned a Christmas tree farm, and it wasn't her job to remove the praying mantises or the praying mantis eggs from the trees before they were sold.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't chop them down. I don't know if she was there doing the retail part, but I do know as part of the family business, it was her job to debug the trees that the family was going to sell.
I don't know what it is about Christmas tree farms, but I could be driving in rural places where they have different kind of crops, maybe look and try to figure out what the crops are. Eastern Washington's got a lot of that going on. It's whatever. But whenever I see like a Christmas tree farm, I'm like, oh, look, man, they got a Christmas tree farm.
Yeah.
I don't know why it makes me excited. Like, you can't eat them. It's just for the holidays.
I mean, you can.
You only see them once a year in people's houses. And, like, I don't know, even if you don't like things about Christmas, supposed to be like, it's cool having a tree. It's all lit up. Mm-hmm. So I think it just makes you happy. You're like, oh, Christmas tree.
We had a 75-footer recently in my yard that we could have given away.
You could have topped that thing.
We could have put, no, I'd have given it to the city because apparently it's worth $10,000, I've come to find out. And
the tree is.
They think it is. Keep in mind, a 10-year-old girl planted it. But in Seattle City, none of the arborists that pay to be a part of their whatever have the skill of a 10-year-old girl to just plant a goddamn another one. But anyway, yeah, $10,000. But
so what could you sell those pine? Pine cone is the seed, right?
Correct.
So what could you sell those pine cones for?
Well, it depends. Because the pine cones, when you get a pine cone off the tree, still has like a little bit of a root to it.
All right.
On the bottom. So most of the ones I have, at this point, the root's gone and dead. But these things... When these pine cones, and keep in mind, they're about the size of your head. That is not an exaggeration. They're about the size of your head. And when they fell out of this tree, man, you'd hear breaking through branches first, and we would try to scatter under the pergola, because when they hit the ground, I mean, it's just bad. So I was showing a buddy of mine, he was there over the weekend, and I just lifted one of them, because he's like, God damn, that's a big pine cone. I'm like, right. Before the tree fell, these are pretty cool. So I just lifted it above my head and dropped it on the cement. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, my God. I said, right. So imagine this thing's falling from like 40 feet.
Knock you out.
They're unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But I think I do have two or three with roots on them. So, again, I'll give them to the city, $5,000 a pop. That's a freaking deal, man. If you guys can't figure out how to plant it, which obviously you struggle with this, it's okay. I'm done judging you. It's okay. My school's fourth grade class, 10 years old, they can help you do it. Because that's how old the little girl was that planted this tree that they find so rare, in spite of the fact that I have upwards of 35 of their pine cones sitting in my yard in one big collection. It's not as hard as you guys think it is.
Reese, we asked, have you or do you have a side hustle? We go to Berlin. A German court says it is giving an 82-year-old man a last warning to avoid jail after he was found guilty of drug dealing. Despite 24 previous convictions.
Come on, he's getting his last warning now, Todd. Yeah.
The retired seaman, who said he wanted to improve his meager 855 monthly pension by selling marijuana, was handed a suspended license by a court in the northern town of Arch on Monday, or Arch. A German news agency reported prosecutors had asked the court to impose a prison term of 34 months in view of the man's lengthy criminal record and an existing suspended sentence. But judges, they said they'd make an exception and classify the latest crime as a less serious offense due to the man's particular circumstances and recent health problems.
They quoted the presiding judge telling the defendant that it was his very, very, very last warning.
Dude, how many times? 29?
29.
Right. I mean,
24.
First of all, he's 82, so he doesn't care. And when you let him get through it that many times in advance, like, sure, it's your last.
What was he selling?
Weed.
Weed.
That was kind of the thing. They said it's
right.
Not super serious. But again, when you have 24 prior convictions, it just seems like maybe
he's a drug dealer.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a side hustle.
Well, how many? He's getting retirement, so technically he has a source of income. So he's drug dealing to supplement his income, not create his income. Side hustle.
It just seems to me like all things being considered, as far as how close-knit Europe is, you could take a train or drive someplace to another country, just pick it up, right?
You could, but also if you said, hey, man, old man down the street, the guy that keep arresting, he's got weed. I'd be like, cool.
Yep.
I mean, you could, but also, you could always go over to camp, but you got to get it back in the country is the problem.
That's the struggle. Or just get really, really high when you're there.
Yeah.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Kyle, welcome to the program. Random question. We'll go with this one, Kyle. Since Troy didn't know that have any social media, who have you blocked on social media? Or who do you really don't want to follow?
Oh, well, I've got a ex-girlfriend. It's my son's mom. I've got blocked.
Okay. Is that just because you don't want to see her posts, or you just does she contact you?
Oh, she's just crazy. I don't want to see none of that stuff. She's in and out of jail and all this kind of stuff. Bunch of drama I don't want to be a part of.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm assuming she does not have custody.
That is true.
Okay, yes. All right.
Yeah, in and out of jail.
Well,
thing.
You don't have to worry about communicating that much in order to see your son.
Right.
Was the ultimate thing, I'm saying. Okay, all right, that makes sense.
He's 21 and in the Army now, so it's fine now.
All right, okay. Anybody like celebrities or anybody like that?
No, not that I can think
okay.
of.
Okay, all right. Well, I understand why. I understand why you blocked your ex-wife or girlfriend. That makes sense to me.
I mean, I get you could block certain celebrities, but you just don't have to follow them.
That's what I do. Exactly. Like, I don't really block anybody that much. There's a couple people that follow me that make some dumb comments, and I'll just mute them or block them or unfollow them. But that's about it.
I've blocked some people. I don't care. People got smart ass things to say. Like, cool, you got your joke in. We're done.
I'm out.
If I'm part of the world, then I'm sure I would. But my whole thing is, I would end up blocking. So I just quit social media. Well, okay. The only social media I had was Twitter. And I don't know, about a month ago, I'm like, I don't care. You know, I don't care what people think. So I just ended it. And I have felt, just generally speaking, I've just felt better.
Right.
Because, you know. But I'm not in communication with thousands of different friends in different places. That would be different. That would be why I'd keep it. Mm-hmm. But I don't. So I was just like.
The reason I got off Instagram was because I didn't want to see pictures of my daughter and her friends in bikinis all day.
Right.
I mean, that's really what it was. I was like, dude, because my daughter's like, Dad, you should get back on Instagram. I'm like, are you still posting all those pictures?
Right.
Because if you are, it's like, that's what I was like, I don't need to see this.
Right. You don't have
to follow her.
No, but first of all, I know, but what are you going to unfollow your own kid? What you already have? I mean, that's kind of a test.
I've gone back and forth with my niece sometimes.
Okay.
All right. But, like, if it's your own kid, you're like, if you were following them before, right? Just like, oh, man. You know what you do? Just block her.
That'd be kind of funny.
That's what I mean.
Just, right? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
All right, I'm back, but I've blocked you.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, it's like Saturday, right? Like, I'm going to go to my nephew's actual graduation this week. But they had the party on Saturday. So my niece kept posting Instagram videos from the party, and I was like, oh, this is great. I could see who all's there.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But also, aren't they pining for you to come back?
What do you mean?
Weren't they the ones who were doing beer bongs with you?
Oh, yeah. Her friends are very excited to drink beers with me.
Okay.
And you said it's your own fault.
It is. Because I shouldn't have done it with them last time.
Your brother has a funnel? Is a beer bong?
Her friend, they're college girls. Oh, they're all 21 to 23.
They got a funnel.
They have funnels, and they brought them over. And my brother was like, hey, I'm not going to beer bong with you. Like I taught you in school.
Right.
He's like, but he goes, well, Uncle Ted can. He doesn't work for the school system. I sat out there and bonged beers with them. But now, right, on Saturday, my niece is like, oh, hey, my friends are pumped. They're going to come over after CJ's graduation to hang out with me. And I was like, what?
At the at the head shop where I grew up, they had, you know, all the bongs, all the pipes. And those were the days where you couldn't walk in and say, let me look at that bong.
It's a water
tobacco pipe. Yeah, okay. Or whatever.
You know, all right.
But, yeah. Okay, sure. It's a bong. But they in the window, they had like a giant, you know, six-footer and all the different, you know, crazy ones, the nice blown glass and everything. But they hung a bunch of their beer bongs. And I knew the guy because his
frequent shopper.
His partner was like an older brother of a buddy of mine. They sold more beer bongs than bongs.
I can believe that.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, I mean, because professionally done beer bong, man. People go in there like, oh my God, you know, just random tourists or whatever. They'd see those things and go in and buy all the beer bongs. I thought that was wild, you know.
I remember the first time we had a cop show up and the cop spotted a bong. All right, now this was a new bong. This one were broke, so a buddy had brought it over. Nice glass bong. We had not smoked out of it yet. The cop showed up for different reasons. We're talking to him at the front door, but it's an old row home. So he looks in, and on the living room table directly behind us is a bong. And I cannot explain, there was this instant thing where we all decided to play stupid the same way. And the guy, so he's talking to us about something, probably noise or whatever. He's like, guys, is that a bong on that table? And we all looked at it, we're like, a bong? What's a bong? And I remember Leon's like, bong? What do you think, it's like a bell, dumbass? A bong? What the hell's a bong? We're like, it's a goddamn a bong, 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 bong. So we did that, and he's just like, whatever, man.
Yep.
So he left.
Okay. I mean, look, when we used to tailgate the Maryland games, like Bernie and I would get there super early, set up the thing, get like fill up all the coolers. So there was a couple cops that would always roll through, and they kind of knew us. There's this one cop, he would always come by and be like, how are you two doing this morning? We'd be like, all right. He's like, no beers yet? And we're like, we're getting there soon. But if we ever broke out the beer bong, I don't know how. It was like he had a radar. He'd come by and go, fellas, you know you can't have a beer bong out here. We'd be like, all right. If we were 19.
Right.
He never bugged us about underage drinking. Right, he's just like, no beer bong.
How you do it, right?
Reason we asked who will be blocked on social media. This is a crazy story. So, Malaysian climber Ravi Chandran, who goes by the name Everest or Ravi, was attempting to scale the world's tallest mountain when he fell dangerously ill and he collapsed not far from the 29,000-foot peak in Nepal. Now, footage shows how one Sherpa, who was not his guide, this was a Sherpa that was responsible for other climbers, wrapped the mountaineer in a thick cover, hoisted him on his back, and painstakingly trudged through the snow to get him off the mountain to rescue an urgent medical treatment where they could get a helicopter.
Yeah.
The heroic Sherpa had not even been employed by Ravi, but had halted his own client's expedition in favor of saving this guy's life. So even the guy that paid $80,000, they both determined, we got to get this guy off the mountain. He's going to die, so we have to do something. So they were right there. They could have gone and touched it. They didn't. Everyone else, though, who walked by did. They left him there. What happens next caused an uproar in the mountaineering community. Incredible footage filmed by a bystander showed how the Sherpa carried the man down the mountain by strapping him to his back. The victim looked to be as tall, if not taller, than the rescuer. Footage of the incident posted by a climber went viral, been watched more than a million times, describing the rescue on his Instagram page and posting a short video of how the climber was wrapped in an insulated cover. The Sherpa wrote, on May 20th, you may be wondering, where is the summit photo? Unfortunately, no summit summit yet. We were at the balcony during our summit push, around 8,300 meters. I saw someone in danger. So a man who needed to be rescued. No one else was helping. I made the decision to cancel our client's summit push so I could bring him down to safety before he died up there alone. I carried him myself all the way back down to Camp 4, where our rescue team helped from that point on. I'll be back up the mountain soon after regaining some energy from taking the huge task, but I'm happy to say he is alive and recovering in a hospital. But those in the mountaineering community claimed that once he had recovered, Ravi played down the rescue and then actually blocked the Sherpa on Instagram. Because the Sherpa sent him a message on Instagram. Hey, I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you're alive. Yeah. I'm glad you got to the hospital. I'm good to hear that. You know, just praying for you. Good wishes. So what did Ravi do? He blocked the guy. He didn't mention his own company, AGA Adventures, which he co-founded with another British climber. Any of that stuff. He basically just, the Sherpa that saved his life and brought him down the mountain, he blocked the guy on Instagram.
Maybe that's why they normally just leave people there. Here's my thing.
Walk over.
And I'm not trying to minimize what it is to reach the summit of Mount Everest. I do understand it's a big deal. Like you said, people spend a lot of money for the opportunity to give it a go, right? And these people
train for all over a year, bro.
There's all this stuff. What about the Sherpas, man? I was just like you go through, like, hey, man, I made it to the top of Everest. Like, wasn't there some dude that you don't know carrying your crap for you? Like, how do they not get credit for the true endurance that they go through to do what you did?
And not only that, but most of these Sherpas who are making big money, well, they have
children. They don't make big money.
Right. Well, the ones that do, they go up on those three major mountains there. It's enough to support their family, but the first thing they do is basically move their kids to a different country
right.
so they have a better opportunity. So that pool is shrinking as far as just even the number of Sherpas that are there that can even guide those guys.
Right, but those people spend an S ton of money, and what the Sherpas get is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's right, your money just goes farther in Nepal to the shock of no one, but they're not getting a huge amount of money.
Like, right, and then there's like all that trash and everything. Like they, I don't know.
They've gone up there and cleaned that thing off.
The Everest thing just bugs the crap out of me.
It's weird.
I know more and more people are doing it. It just blows my mind. Like the sort of Edmund Hillary, you see the guy first
guy. Yeah, yep.
I'm like, who's carrying your crap, man?
Sherpa.
Right. And it's like, so he's doing that, but he made it too. Like, I just feel like, okay, you did it. I mean, no small feat. I understand that. But this dude had 60 pounds on his back. Mm-hmm. That's your crap.
You know, it's weird.
He carried it up there and also got up there, and you're the guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when you look at those guys, man, who are up in the pictures and stuff, you just look at them and you're like, you could buy that jacket right now at Filson.
Mm-hmm.
The same damn one, right. Almost. I mean, it basically looks like that's what they're in. I know he was from England, but it looks exactly.
And also, those Sherpas like choking down cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
They're carrying your crap. And so, again, I understand it's no small feat. Probably not something I could do, nor do I care to. But either way, like, if I carried your crap and you're the one getting celebrated, I'd be like, oh, no, you don't get it.
Almost all of the European climbers smoke.
Sure.
So they say, like, if you're, like, you're just...
Everyone in Europe freaking smokes.
You put a tent down, man, like, you can smell the Italians. Mm. You can smell the smoke coming down. Just up there chief in a way, or the Sherpa, or whatever. All right, let's see here. Your guess is as good as mine. Count of the categories, obese states, and the best biking cities. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.